ओम शांति। इन द सीरीज ऑफ बियॉन्ड क्वेश्चंस, एपिसोड 13, क्वेश्चन नंबर 19, हाउ टू डू प्रायश्चित, व्हाट आर वेज टू रिड्यूस वेट ऑफ विकर्म। सो द क्वेश्चन इज हाउ टू रिपेंट, हाउ टू डू रिपेंटेंस एंड व्हाट आर द वेज टू रिड्यूस द वेट ऑफ विकर्म। सो व्हाट आर वी टू डू फॉर रिपेंटेंस, हाउ शुड वी रिपेंट, व्हाट इज द मेथडोलॉजी, व्हाट इज द वे, मैनर or technique. Technique is not a good word, but how should we repent? First of all, confession, acceptance of the sin or acceptance of the wrongdoing, acceptance of the mistakes or whatever you have done which is against Srimad. In next Sunday's Murli, Baba has given a very good method, and I feel that should be called Srimad method. He has described four different types of actions. First are ordinary actions, second are wasteful action, third is sinful action, and fourth is elevated actions. So how do you know that out of these four, what I am doing, any action which is done as per Srimad is elevated action? So let us call this Srimad method. This is known as Srimad method of checking. Any action which we do, if that is in conformation with Srimad, that is in accordance with Srimad, that is elevated action. Okay, so here, how to do prayaschit. So the first thing is confession. First thing is confession. You have to confess at some point or other that you have done this. This confession may not be in front of others, but yes, you can confess straight away in front of God. Confession of Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine has written a book, Confessions of Saint Augustine. This book is so important in Christianity, it is almost next to Bible. Almost next to Bible. What this book consists of? Here, Saint Augustine is confessing all the sins which he has committed in his life. Whatever he did from childhood, whatever acts of immorality, whatever he did, he confessed each one of them in that book. So that is the first step, is confession, acceptance. Yes, we have done it. And then later on, what is the next step? That is a little farther away. Then, so what should be done for that? Anything for that matter, you feel something is sinful, something is wrong, sinful was not good, anything was done, and now you want to do prayaschit. It's a bigger word actually. Pashchatap is another word which is little smaller. Pashchatap and another is prayaschit, repentance. So, first of, as we said, confession. Next is, so what are the ways? You can write a letter. These are the different ways. Or you can just communicate verbally, orally, or mentally, in front of the person whom you, before you want to do prayaschit. And here, in this case, straight away in front of Baba. Okay, then, a pledge not to commit the same thing again. A strong pledge, a determined pledge is required, an oath, a pledge, a determined thought, pratigya, whatever you call it, that is required so that you don't repent that thing again. Then, punish yourself. Sometimes, but that punishment should be something inducing some other distraction, means like some other thing should not come. For example, if you miss Amrit Vela, people, what they do? They miss their breakfast. This is what they punish themselves. They have not done Amrit Vela, let us not eat food. But by 1 o'clock or by 2 o'clock, they are so hungry, and with that voracious hunger drives them crazy, and they pounce upon that food and they overeat. So this should not happen. You have missed the breakfast because you missed Amrit Vela, but now that appetite has been so sharpened that you can't just control yourself. So there you did not take your breakfast, that's fine, but here you are overeating, or you are rather giving up self-control. So this should not be, that is not an act of pashchatap. Punishing ourselves means, how do you punish ourselves? More meditation. Yeah, punish. If you want to punish, make it a point that you sit in meditation. Sitting meditation should be 4 hours that day. If you want to punish reading Murli, use all the 26 methods or 34 methods or even 40 methods. This is the biggest and good. This is one of the most profitable punishment. If you want to punish yourself, let's say that I will use all this 40, I have made it 40 methods of Murli reading in today's Murli. We will apply each and every method. So that is the biggest punishment. Such punishment related to Jnana and Yoga, those should be done. Otherwise, they have disastrous results. Such punishments. Punishments of churning, punishment of writing on some topic, something like that. Okay, so what else? Confession, acceptance, then writing, then pledge, and then self-punishment. What else? How do you do prayaschit or repentance? It is also known as contrition in English. Contrite spirit. I am a contrite spirit. Means the one who wants to repent. What else? What else? What can be done? Change the place. Okay? Change of atmosphere, changing atmosphere. So, what else? Deep churning, deep contemplation, deep self-analysis. All those things are required. And then, whatever you did, one more step is there. What do I learn from that? Okay, I did the mistake. I committed the mistake. That crime was perpetuated, but was there any hidden lesson in that? Let's take that. Extract that lesson from that chapter of life. Learn from that and go ahead. Otherwise, now put a full stop. Pashchatap means it's only one. It's not that every day you keep on doing repenting. Every day, a whole life is a series of repentance. That should not happen. Repentance means only once. But that should be very deep. Very deep. With deep analysis, self-checking, self-contemplation, and churning on it, and thinking why this happened. What, suppose I was given two options and I acted in this manner, if suppose I would have acted in another manner, what would have been the results? This is a retrospective analysis. So, one more thing is retrospective analysis. Go back to the event and analyze it. One more thing which should be done in yoga, that is, in the yoga, many people describe that they have done a lot of things and now that has become habit. Recently one sister had come and she was sharing that her husband is dead long back, had left the body. But whenever she comes in Madhuban, in that Shanti Stam she sees he's standing there. He's crying, he's shouting, something like that. One sister I met somewhere in Delhi, she was sharing with me that whenever she sits in yoga, she hears a voice from behind. Something like that. Somebody shouting and it's a very threatening voice. And that voice seems familiar. Perhaps somebody dead long back in the family. So these are the things, okay? I'm not talking directly related to Pashchatap, but these are some of the things. All the things that happened in the past. Now what you have to do while you sit in yoga, bring those situations back. Enter into those situations and neutralize them. If suppose this sister, voice is coming, probably somebody who is dead long back. Go back and analyze what were my relation with him or her and neutralize. Somebody who is dead and you are seeing his apparition or form in front of you. Why? Somebody is coming and some hands are coming and holding your neck. Something like that. People get all sorts of these things. Then they know that this is hallucinations. But still they are getting all these things. So why? So something has to be done like that. The same thing has to be done for some vikarma or some sinful action which was done in the past. Imagine that. Enter into that and neutralize it. See that it is getting burned to ashes in front of your eyes. Some power is coming from your eyes or Baba is giving you that power and helping you to burn everything, even the memory, not a shred of those, not a trace of that memory should stay. Everything should get extinguished. So, something has to be done during the stages of meditation. This is a very, very difficult task, but it should be done. Because in the meditation you are in a bodiless stage and that situation which has happened in the past, you are bringing it in front of your eyes again. Otherwise, throughout the day, it keeps on coming on its own. But now you are bringing consciously. You are bringing it consciously. Suppose 10 years back somebody insulted me. Okay. I think I have forgotten it. But all of a sudden that person comes in front of me and all that ill feeling arises in me. So that means it was there. It means what I have to do now? I have to bring that back and neutralize it. So whether it is some ill feeling for somebody or some sinful action for which we want to do prayaschit or pashchatap or repentance, or it is something of the past which is harrowing, which is disturbing you, bugging you day in, day out, something like that. All those things you should bring in front of mind and neutralize. So that could be also one of the way. Any other thing? What are the ways to reduce weight of vikarma? All this Gyan Yoga is for that only. Sinful action. Next Sunday, Murli Baba has said two words. One is, you renounce sinful action, and second, you become conqueror of sinful action. Vikarma Jeet. You conquer those sinful actions, means they are no more there now. Though I am just thinking of this word, what does Baba mean when he says Vikarma Jeet? How to conquer sinful action? One is to renounce, to give up or to destroy. What is the meaning of the word to conquer? Vikarma Jeet, sinful actions. So that's a topic for journey. So all this, whatever we are doing, this purusha, this effort is everything for reducing this weight of vikarma. And the best way is being bodiless. To stay in supreme abode Paramdham for longer period of time. That is the best and the ultimate way of reducing all the sins. Because when we are in bodiless stage, most of the impression which is in the subconscious mind or brain, that, you know, everything starts getting neutralized. One way is to churn about it, think about it, make plans and do, implement the plans. Other is to just become bodiless. The moment you become bodiless, everything starts getting, all the vikarmas, all the past memories, hurtful memories, all the hallucinating memories, haunting memories, everything will get destroyed gradually. So one of the best ways, bodiless stage, seed stage, volcanic yoga. Other is, next question, question number 20. I am a Kumari staying with my father and sister. My father is retired and sister is serving. I am staying at home only. I am in Gyan since my childhood, but right from childhood we suffered a lot from BK family. From my childhood, we suffered a lot from BK family and never got proper guidance for yoga and Gyan, only seva and seva. Now we are not much attached to the center. We just go to the center, listen to Murli. We have listened to the classes here and we feel a lot of enthusiasm, but afterwards everything becomes soda water. I don't watch TV, no smartphone, no wastage, but still in my life there is no enthusiasm and enthusiasm for purushart. Every day I want to do some purushart but can't do anything. When sits in yoga, no feeling bored. My question is, what should I do to bring enthusiasm and zeal in my purushart and stay constantly in remembrance of Baba or experience his company all the time? So this sister is in Gyan since childhood, and she says that she had a very bad experience with BK family. Earlier they used to go to center every day. Now they go to center, listen to Murli and come back. They have heard some of the purushart classes and they feel a lot of enthusiasm whilst hearing, but after hearing again everything becomes soda water, the word she has used. And now the question is how to pump zeal and enthusiasm into life. So what should we do? How to increase zeal and enthusiasm rather than concentrating on other things which she has written, because she has very specifically said the question is how to increase zeal and enthusiasm. Umang and Utsah in Brahmin life. What to do? Stop. Stop watching others first of all. Stop becoming judge. Stop becoming judge. Stop watching others. Stop this eye of Parchintan and Pardarshan. Okay, next. So have Gyan Chintan. Increase your timing of Gyan Chintan. Most important thing, many people are doing Gyan Chintan, but how much time they do? Half an hour? That's it? Is that enough? If you do 8 hours Gyan Chintan, at least then you can have 4 hours yoga. It's a continuous process, of course. Yeah. So you have to increase it. You have to make churning an integral part of your life. Unless and until you do this, your Gyan Yoga consists of listening classes, going to Murli, that's it. That doesn't take you anywhere. And that's good. It's like a bhakti ras. You feel, you like to listen. But then unless and until you yourself churn, nothing is going to happen. Okay, so one is increasing churning time and quality of churning. Okay, next. Have faith in Baba. That is there. She is in Gyan since childhood. That is a relationship method. Take any relationship and with that relationship view the Murli. Or have, okay. And the question is, again I am repeating, enthusiasm. How to become enthusiastic for Purushartha? Some creativity has to be there. Unless and until you bring creativity, newness in Brahmin life, the life will become dull and drab. Everything will become boredom. How many times we have heard the same thing in Murli? Father has come, he has come to make you pure from impure, you have to go to golden age, destruction is in front of your eyes, everything will get destroyed, you have to do service. We have heard this time out of number. The same thing. So there has to be creativity. There has to be creativity in Gyan, in Yoga, in Dharana, in service. The other day we were discussing about how to make the atmosphere of center powerful. We said soul, car and ATM. In that N is the word for newness in service and self-progress. So we have to bring newness, creativity. Okay? Then what else? How to bring enthusiasm in Brahmin life? Accomplish. Huh? Teaching. What? Okay. Teaching others. Okay. Then what else? Godly service that we said. Bringing newness. Increasing one's reading. Self-study. Okay. Listening to somebody's experience. Yeah. Listening to somebody's experience or reading those books which have got experience based books. There are lot many books available nowadays. Okay, then remaining in contact with good teachers. Yes, that's a very good thing. Remaining in contact with good teacher or good purusharthis, good effort makers. Then Prakash bhai, how to bring enthusiasm? What? One point. So all those, you should always have the company of those who are in a very good stage. They are doing good purusha, they have good stage, they are interested in Gyan and Yoga, they are not interested in all the wasteful things. Then? Okay, so do some creative activities, spiritual activities or creative activities. Prepare blessing cards or decorate a pot or something like that. Any decorative things or creative things. It should be used for seva. Then, start writing on some topic. Take one topic every day. Use topic method. Take a topic and start writing on it. Though this is a very uncomfortable job. Mind resists. Mind says, no, I don't want to write. Why I should write? People have written books. Already so many books are there. Increasing the burden of earth. Why I should add one more? Changing place, yeah, he told. Then? Enthusiasm. Life has become boring. No desire for anything. Listen music, very good. You have to listen music, create music if you are capable of. Listen songs, write poetry, go near nature. Nature will teach you so many things. Nature is so rich. Existence is very rich. It is never empty. It is never... it has got something or other to give you. Go to some beach. Next Sunday is Murli. Party number one. Baba has said that this ocean is in front of you. You sit near ocean. And ocean always has got so many treasures. So take whatever treasures you want from this ocean. So go and sit near the shore of an ocean. Gross as well as subtle. Gross also, if you have ocean in your city, your place or your village. It's not possible every time to have ocean. But if you have an ocean, if you have a sea, you should go to those beach and sit there, spend some time. Means, we have to be near nature. That will bring enthusiasm in life. What else? heart and bhatti programs, yes. If at all they are not there, then wait for them. yes, told that. Change the place. That is there. Okay, so attend bhatti programs. If suppose there is no bhatti program, then if at all it is not there, then make your own program. Make a 3 days program. Okay, make your own 3 days program. You write down your chart. This and this day, this class. You can download that class and keep ready. And make your own class, or you have the so many classes here and there. You can have them and say that 9 to 10 I will listen this class. Then I will take gap. This is a tedious task, but it can be done. If somebody wants to do, he can do this. He can create at least one day bhatti. In that he will listen 3 classes, 1 hour yoga and 1 hour churning, writing. Different self-respect you can take and do it. Yeah. That is one of the ways to become Bhayajit. Okay. Then what else? Different programs. Okay, you can sometimes, if you are in Madhuban, you can visit. Sometimes you can go to museum, sometimes go to Gyan Sarovar, sometimes go for a picnic in jungle and do yoga there, on the rocks, on the mountains, sea, ocean, anywhere. So go for a picnic or spiritual tour, or go to different centers. That also is one of the ways of bringing back enthusiasm. Then, what else? Some courses, positive thinking course or this course or that course. If at all, a lot of courses are nowadays existing, that MBA and that value education, something that will make you busy. So the purpose is you should become busy. Have some good books and engage yourself in reading those books. Take out some points, notes from classes as well. People, what they do, they listen classes and they say it was very good. That's not the way. Find out, while you listen to your classes, sit with a book and a paper. Pause it, write down the point. Then again on it, write down the point, again pause it. At least 10 points will come out. Now forget that class, take this 10 point and churn on those 10 points. Now you need not to listen that class again. Okay? So because you have already extracted. So throw the skin of the banana and eat banana. What you have to do with that skin? Take out the content, the matter, and rejoice. So that is one of the ways. Dancing. Baba has said, one of the Murlis, if you get depressed, go in bathroom and dance. Play games. Which games? Spiritual games. Rajyoga games or spiritual games or create games or create your own spiritual activity at home or in center. If our sisters are there, they can create their spiritual activity. If somebody is staying in household, they can create some spiritual activity there at home. So creating spiritual activities, okay, then? You can go them and you can learn many things from them or teach many things to them. Both things would be there. If at all you are totally bored, give a 7-day course to somebody. Listen to Seva Samachar, listen to this service news, or as I said, give 7-day course. That is the best way. And? But what to do in that 3 days? But what to do in that 3 days? Those 3 days can become dangerous. They will pull you to all your past habits and sanskars or your tendencies, and they can pull you into vikarma also. No. You cannot keep yourself free. If you keep yourself free and there is a boredom, this is a dangerous situation. Those sanskars are very powerful, inimical. They will pull you back. That's why you have to occupy yourself with positive or something, some positive or creative. Outside. Otherwise, you are gone. Anything else? Any last point? Silence. Okay, so 3 things. Silence, solitude, introversion. That will come in bhakti also, but you can practice these things. Then, what else? How to stay in constantly in remembrance of Baba. Actually, people focus so much on yoga, but they focus so less on jnana. Stay occupied with jnana. There's more benefit. Recently there was a one Sakar Murli where Baba said that remembering jnana is more beneficial than remembering Baba. And actually when you remember jnana, automatically you remember the one who is imparting this jnana, who is relating this jnana, who is bestowing this jnana. So, increase your interest in jnana. That's the thing. And one more thing, start discussing. Begin a discussion group. Have a discussion group. Only two people are required for discussion, not so many. Sit with somebody. If you don't have anybody, you can have discussion with a child. If you don't have anybody, have discussion on phone with somebody who is jnani. At least 10 minutes every day. Or even more. So jnan discussion, jnan charcha is very important part, integral part of this Brahmin life. So I think that answers the question.